Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring!
Should I take a sip of... I love your new espresso machine, by the way.
It's actually an old one that my colleague brought in.
Really?
Yeah, you thought, oh, this would be cool. Let's bring it in.
That's delightful. Let me do some ASMR with the espresso sipping. You ready?
Okay.
You have to like really pump the mic up on this one.
Here. I don't want to.
Do you like that?
No. Pretty sure most of our listeners won't either. But
there's a weird thing. I discovered it on Instagram. I didn't discover it. I came across it. I didn't even know.
Should we introduce who we are before we talk about your weird internet adventure?
Sure. Hi, I'm Jesse, and this is Reese, and welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
The show
about
politics, but usually it's more about other things that we decide to talk about instead, that where our minds go. I don't know. You know us.
Well, if you're brand new to the show, we've never said that. My buddy Patrick from the podcast We Live on a Planet, he does that routinely. He's like, if this is your first time on the show, welcome. And this is what our show is about. And thank you for stopping by. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's actually like, it's a really good reminder to do that.
Thank you for stopping by. If you've never listened to us before, I promise you, you're either going to fucking hate us. Or you might think we're okay. Those are the two options. So right now we're on that path.
We're on VR again. For whatever bizarre reason, people enjoyed watching us in VR.
We had 2,500 hits in the first week.
What the hell, man? That was like...
On our YouTube channel has got like very little traction.
Nothing. So people were just coming to see the novelty that is two grown men in a VR studio talking into mics in VR.
The studio looks nice. The studio has got old beams. There's a mouse that shits everywhere. It's wonderful.
You're moving studios to a less nice place that's quite significantly smaller for more money. Is this true?
No, it's not true. It's less money for a bigger place that is purpose built. Thank you very much. Anyway, what about your internet story before I decided to get in there with some important episode admin?
Oh, right. God, I've had a lot of coffee, so my brain's kind of like...
Well, let's move on.
No. Let's move on. Oh, no, it was the ASMR. It was the thing. So, apparently, you know what ASMR is, yes?
Yes. It's like, I don't know what the acronym is, but I know
I don't
what
know
is.
What the acronym is either.
Audio sexual manipulation. Reese?
Yep.
It's the only word I can think of with the letter R then. It's my own name.
Audio sexual manipulation, Reese. Comma, Reese. Comma. Like it's answering your question as to what the
I don't know a lot of R words.
Is one of my, what is this? What am I going to stand for, Jesse? Audio sexual manipulation, Reese.
That's the only R word I use. I substitute it for everything else in my vocabulary.
What are you having for breakfast, hon? Some Reese bran.
Reese bran. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Instead of what?
Raisin bran.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And what word would become before bran? I was like, racing?
Racist bran?
Rohypnol?
You know, oh my God.
Rohypnol
bran. Give me a bowl of Rohypnol bran any day of the week.
Jesus, a strong Christ. Start to the day. That's the tagline.
Do you want to go back to sleep immediately in the mornings? This breakfast cereal is for you and the kids.
Sexual manipulation, Reese. Tell me more.
Yeah, so there's a thing, and apparently it's quite heavily Asian influenced. And I'm not sure why, other than...
Is that where it started?
Don't know. I'm assuming, like, I love Japanese culture, but my God, it's so weird sometimes. And that's, I think, kind of why I love it so much, right? All the weird shit you discover coming out of Japan. I don't even know if this came out of Japan. I have no idea. But there's a thing where you'll see videos, and I'm sure there's bigger videos, like longer videos on YouTube or somewhere else, right? But I found them on TikTok, and they're kind of hypnotic to watch. Where this guy or girl who, and they'll put on gloves and they'll put this feast of food, like chicken fried chicken with a giant
chicken
bowl.
Fried chicken.
Yeah. Chicken.
That's CFC. Right. Chicken. Then they go to CFC for a bucket of chicken fried chicken.
They fry the chicken and then they fry the fried chicken in hot chicken.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then they stuff it in a chicken.
And they stuff it. Anyway, there's like a bowl of hot melted cheese and some noodles and some fried chicken and this calm looking guy with like a bowl haircut and gloves, and he takes a piece of hot chicken, fried chicken, dunks it in the hot cheese and brings it right up to the microphone, and he'll just slowly eat it. So I'm not going to do the sound effects of it. Like, and that's the video. Is,
do you know, I really used to like the internet. It's gone downhill. It has gone downhill in the last few years.
These guys make money doing this. This is what they do for a living.
It's crazy.
Eat they might, food to be honest, in front of a microphone.
They probably have a bigger audience than us. And, I mean, you know, they're just eating. Maybe we should just eat more food silently.
How long have we been talking about eating food into the microphone for our
show? Oh, not Canadian politics. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, 50 years.
What do you have for us today?
No, I was going to ask you, how's the horror film coming that you can't talk about?
I can't think of the ending.
You can't think of the ending. How about the old die? That's a good horror film ending.
It is a good horror film ending. But I like
or
it.
Nobody dies apart from the monster. Is there a monster?
There is a monster, yes.
Cool. The monster dies, but they realize that they were actually the monsters all along. That's a good twist.
Oh. I mean, it depends on the movie that you...
Or everyone's dead and they were actually talking to ghosts. That's a good one.
And they were what?
Talking to ghosts. Everyone was already dead. They were just all
it's
ghosts.
Like a Sixth Sense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just the Sixth Sense.
Just
Sixth Sense the shit out of the ending. That's what I would do. And you can do the ending so it was actually a dream, but the person wakes up and it turns out that they're in a worse reality than the dream.
That's, yeah, okay. These are all different variations of your film, Multi-Dick.
Multi-Dick is just a series of film endings for 90 minutes. Every kind of film ending, the twist, the double twist, the non-twist, the obvious, all those endings.
Okay.
I love film endings.
So we've been...
It's just a film made out of endings.
I'm curious. Our intro for this episode is so unnecessarily long. I'm curious how short...
I was having a really good time learning about audio sexual manipulation.
How short is the content for this episode?
The content for this episode is short, but it is a great moment.
I knew it.
It is a great moment.
We're going to talk about it for like 10 seconds and then the episode will be over, right?
Small talk is actually big talk.
So this episode is about ASMR food eating.
No. With
a little dollop of Canadian politics.
This wasn't planned, but it is actually about sound effects.
What?
But not sound effects of things going in, sound effects of things coming out.
Oh, God, no.
Which are even better.
No, they're not.
It's funnier. The sound of a fart will beat the sound of someone eating in terms of hilarity.
Fair
is that
enough.
A word?
Yes. If you're talking about a fart, then that's...
Yeah, yeah. For comedy value, you can't beat excretion. Everybody loves excretion. So, have you heard of hashtag Peagate?
No, I have not.
Be good.
Jesus.
Okay. There you go.
That was impressive. Oh, I love the other
film.
The other episode where you and I did the intro for Canadian Politics is Boring as the devil and as Satan. Oh no, as Satan.
The devil and Satan.
No, it was
and his friend Satan.
Devil and Batman. The devil and Batman. Exactly. Yeah, I loved it.
Should you remember that scene in...
Thank you, listener, by the way, for listening to us rant and ramble about absolutely nothing for... Well, what is it now? 45
minutes? I think they're all deeply educated in some new shit, probably.
Yeah, they're all, like, furiously going on Instagram and trying to find food ASMR right now. Yeah.
All right, well, the greatest Canadian who was ever born, Leslie Nielsen, was in a film called The Naked Gun.
I love The Naked Gun series.
Which is... I love the old TV series.
I haven't seen the old TV series. I'd love
Police
to.
Police Squad.
Yeah, Police Squad.
That's good. But anyway, my favorite is the Elvis impersonator episode, where an Elvis impersonator is murdering other Elvis impersonators who are better than him. It's amazing. I don't even remember the scene where Frank Drebin is given a press conference as the head of security for the Queen of England visiting. And he does his bit at the podium, and then he goes to the bathroom, and you can hear him go like, having a really, really long piss, and then he's singing and farting and going,
yes, it's hilarious.
And everyone's just sat there kind of looking at each other. Well, it happened in Canada for real.
No fucking
years
way.
Later.
What?
You know, art becomes life or whatever that.
Yeah, yeah. Art, like, yep. That's saying.
Art do reality does the art later. It happened. And you can quote me on that. I want a black and white photo of me with that quote. If anyone's listening.
Art becomes life later? Is that?
Reese Waters, 2021. You know those websites where you search quotes of famous people? I'd love just really shit entry from me at the bottom of the last page of all the search results. I'll even take a photo of me looking pensive into the middle distance. So, have you ever heard of a place called New Brunswick?
I want that as a poster in your new office on the wall somewhere. Art becomes life later, I think is what you said. I'm not sure.
With my hand, my chin resting on my thumb. And I'll wear a black, is there a turtleneck you call them? They call them, a turtleneck. Just a black one of those.
Yeah, like Steve
a
Jobs.
A cigarette in the other hand.
There you go.
Anyway.
Play the video. I'm sure there's
I'm not going to play the video yet.
You're not going to play the video yet.
I've got to give it context before we play the video.
So I'm excited. I want to hear this.
Have you ever heard of a place called New Brunswick?
It has crossed my path from time to time.
It's the border between Nova Scotia and Quebec, basically. That's a lovely province.
I don't want to badmouth New Brunswick.
I'm joking. I like New Brunswick.
I used to jokingly call it the drive-through province of Canada because nobody drives to New Brunswick. They just drive through New Brunswick.
Oh, I genuinely love St. John. I think it's such a nice city.
It's genuinely a gorgeous, gorgeous province.
We were joking, New Brunswick.
No
we love you.
No word of a lie. I feel like they import all of our prettiest women. Like they just all the gorgeous, gorgeous women in Nova Scotia leave and they go to New Brunswick. And I don't know why, but they're there. It's just like whenever I visit, they're like all just a shit
that's
ton.
That's a weird Jesse observation of the world.
It's a yeah. Well,
sweet tap dancing Jesus on a popsicle stick. You've reached the middle of the episode. That means a very special announcement for all you people out there in podcast land. Stay tuned.
So you're basically implying that all the Nova Scotian women who live in Nova Scotia are not the cream of the crop in your eyes. Is that what you're trying to say?
They were. And then they moved to New Brunswick. And not just physically beautiful. I'm talking like they're talented. They're smart. They're just, they all just go to New Brunswick. I don't know why. They leave here. Maybe because Nova Scotia isn't.
Maybe there's like a Pied Piper of women.
Yep. That's.
I don't know. That's.
Keep going with this. I want to hear this description.
That's all I've got.
What does the Pied Piper of women look like?
I don't know, but he views women in the same way you do, and then channels them with a flute. Maybe. I don't know. And they're never seen again. Anyway, so the province's chief medical officer, Dr. Jennifer Russell, was answering questions from various reporters over the phone regarding the New Brunswick COVID-19 response.
Oh, this is recently?
Yeah, this was very recently. This was during a COVID thing. But she stepped away from the questions, a distinctive tinkling was heard and broadcast live coming from the phone line.
So if you were... Okay. I'm gonna. We all know where this is going.
So
we can't wait to hear it. But I just gotta ask first, Reese, if you were in that auditorium and you were the sound guy, okay,
Yeah.
You were the sound guy and you heard this happening. Would you stop it?
No, I would never stop it because I could create an amazing moment for everyone to enjoy during COVID-19. Yeah, exactly. So, would you want to listen? This is
Who is it again?
You're going to hear Dr. Jennifer Russell. And this was during a tense time, you know, and she had a very serious job. This was literally just last year, very recently, within, obviously, it's COVID-19.
Right. During 2020, then?
During 2020. Okay. But I really like it because she's got a serious job. It was a very serious time. And I love it when hilarious things happen and it just lightens the mood.
Yeah, I do. So, yeah.
Let's listen to this.
Okay. But we are definitely still looking for them.
Thank you, Ms. Cunningham. Thank you, Dr. Tom Bateman, Times and Transcript.
Oh, hi there. I'm worried that...
Hang on one sec, folks.
That is not me.
Everybody, please mute your microphones. Tom Bateman.
We good?
No.
So we heard, who was it that was peeing?
I don't know, but one of the reporters, so everyone, obviously this is remote, so everyone was on Zoom. So somebody was...
Oh, it wasn't someone in the building.
It wasn't someone in the building. Everyone was like socially distant and working from home. So these journalists were all on a Zoom call. That's why they say, can everyone mute? Because you know when you're doing a meeting and somebody...
Because I heard him talking to someone when he was peeing.
No, that was a different reporter. And the reporter started asking his question over the top of the peeing and was like, that's not me. I don't know if you... So...
That's what he said. That's not me.
Tom Bateman, the reporter.
So, hold on. He started asking a question
over the top of somebody peeing.
And then realized that there was someone else peeing and had to say, that's not me. Yeah. Just to confirm. So, he wanted people to know that he wasn't asking the question while he was peeing. I better let the world know.
Just holding his laptop in one hand and his dick in the other hand.
To let the world know I'm not doing this. That's amazing. What if it was him and that was his way of getting away with it? Just like, I'm just gonna pee and ask a question. And then like, oh, that's not, I'm not peeing, by the way. I don't know who that is, but that's not me.
But so there's Tom Bateman, a reporter for the Times and Transcript. And he basically, so then the Department of Health spokesperson, Bruce McFarlane, basically said, everyone, please mute your microphones. Everyone was laughing. And you noticed,
The people on camera were laughing.
Dr. Russell put a mask over her face. I could guarantee she was laughing under the mask.
Oh, I could see it in her eyes, in her face. She was definitely laughing.
And Tom Bateman then had to tweet saying, I can't believe I have to tweet this, but I am not responsible for the bathroom-esque sounds during my question at GMB's COVID-19 briefing today. My dog will provide an alibi. So, dogs famous for liking to piss too.
Right,
so,
You know. That's amazing. Oh, my God.
So, that was... I mean, you know, there wasn't a huge amount of content there, but in a serious moment in history, at a serious place where serious people were talking about serious time, serious topics.
Well, I love that I honestly love that about Canada. I'm surprised this didn't get more press, or did it?
It did. It's just that you're not paying attention. You're like, where'd you get these stories? It's like, I think they were in the public domain for quite a while, and everyone
to be fair, I don't watch the news.
I don't watch the news either. I read the news.
I don't read the news. I don't watch the news. I don't consume the news. If something big enough is happening, if an asteroid's coming towards Earth, I'll find out about it one way or the other, right? It's just...
Yeah, just...
But I find news depressing as fuck.
You find out about things happening. If everyone's running in a particular direction screaming, you go, this must be big news.
Yeah, exactly. That's... Yes. But, I do enjoy the fact that in Canada, if... We can make fun of ourselves, and we have, a number of times, right? Like, Fuddle Duddle is hilarious, and I'm sure there was a number of people who didn't take it as seriously as the people who did take it seriously. The whole thing during COVID-19, 2020 with Justin Trudeau and the Speak Moistly incident was fucking hilarious.
Which will go down in history as a great moment in Canadian politics.
Right?
And he suddenly realized how horrible he was like, oh, I'm sorry, that sounds terrible.
Yeah,
right? I love the immediate reaction.
Yeah, he didn't try to pretend. And he didn't say it. He was like, oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. And people ran with it. They made auto-tune songs. Like, there was an auto-tune song that became hugely popular afterwards. And we don't have news stations like Fox that are dedicated to just ripping the shit out of the tiniest mistakes that politicians make. We just kind of run with it as everyone's human. It's nice.
Yeah, what I'm saying. People, I think in that moment, even the reporter who was like, it's not me. You know, he joked about it on Twitter afterwards. And I don't know. I just, I also love the fact that it was.
Did anybody come forward?
No, nobody. Who's going to admit? Let's start a campaign called Are You the Phantom Pisser?
Sure.
Yeah.
It just reminds me.
Who is the Phantom Pisser?
It was an incredibly embarrassing time for me in. I'm not going to talk about it on a podcast. I'm not just in a room with Reese right now.
I wish you hadn't remembered that. It's a really. Anyway, so that was hashtag Pgate.
What, you have to use it in your voice again.
Pgate.
That was good. That was amazing.
Pgate.
Jesus. I could do it together.
One,
three, two, one.
Pgate. There we are. Look at that.
Can you add an echo to that?
No. I don't have the technology for echoes.
Okay.
If you are looking to cast someone to be the voice of Satan or Batman or even the devil, then you know where we are. We can do it all.
So for how long is this episode so far?
I think we're coming up to 52 years.
Yep, that's very long. So for an episode with no content.
We had a comment that I shared on the Instagram, and it was basically someone saying they're studying political science.
And they're learning more about political to us than their own fucking class, which is ridiculous. Do not believe that you can learn more through us than your own university class. Okay.
But it's not
what we're claiming.
This is my theory, is that if you're having fun, you absorb the information.
Oh my God, of course.
Then if you're with Professor Carl and he's going.
Professor Carl.
And his 3-hour long lecture.
Is that his last name?
I imagine Professor Carl's take on Fuddle My Duddle would be very different from ours. For a start, he wouldn't call it Fuddle My Duddle.
Right.
He would call it the Fuddle Duddle Scandal.
Right.
I would zone out, but laughing about the topic and talking about it with you, I remember the things more because I'm having a good time.
I'm surprised at the amount of things that you've been able to teach me over this past year.
as a warning to our audience, just remember it's very poorly researched.
Use it as
inspiration to go on your own research journey.
Exactly. No, that's exactly it, right? Like the way I look at it is if we're learning and if we're teaching at all, it's that these topics exist. And if they pique your interest, go off on your own learning adventure. But don't use us as a source of education, please.
But also the Canadian politics.
We've had so many.
Loads more going on in political topics in Canada than people give it credit to.
It's true. It just blows my mind how many reviewers, negative, hateful, I mean, angry reviewers we get who come onto our podcast expecting us to be like a university level educational free audio source of education for like, oh, I'm going to learn about Canadian politics. I can go to university or I can go to this.
I don't think
clearly serious podcast.
I think those people are in a minority.
And then they get really upset.
but then there are some amazing podcasts by academics that are just incredible and they present the information in an amazing way.
Yeah, go to them.
And maybe that's where their expectations are. Maybe they've listened to a really in-depth story about.
Our artwork has us confused. Popping out of a tuna can, man. Okay, this is.
Maybe we should just put a warning at the start, saying just a bullshit warning. Anyway, but if you're having fun, then I'm glad people. I mean, if people are getting that out of it, I don't care if they are enjoying it and they are learning something.
Although, to be fair, this episode is probably the worst example to be talking about learning something because we've talked about absolutely nothing.
But if you're going to take one thing away from this episode, is go and watch The Naked Gun if you've never watched it.
Yeah, I'll go with that. So today's takeaway, our call to action for today's episode. I love the fact that we have a call to action at the end of our episode that changes.
And then we call it the call to action, which is supposed to be back end things, like where you don't talk about. The call to action is... Go and watch Naked Gun. It's a good movie. There's lots of visual gags. The police car driving through different situations at the start is always a treat.
Yeah.
It's very creative. And some elements of the film have dated badly. Having watched it back, I'm like, I don't think you can get away with that joke anymore.
Oh, right. Enjoy it, racist.
And sexist.
And sexist.
But enjoy it in the context of the time, right. with the caveat that things don't date very well.
So to our general audience, go and watch Naked Gun, except unless you are Patrick from the podcast, We Live on a Planet, you have to go and watch Field of Dreams, because he hasn't watched it yet.
Field of Dreams?
He hasn't seen it yet.
I can't remember watching all the way through. I've seen bits. Ghosts,
it's so spectacular.
Ghosts play sport.
Yep, that's the tagline. Yep. That's ghosts play sport. It's underneath Field of Dreams. Ghosts play sport.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's great.
One thumb up from me. I view it as a good film. I've only seen chunks.
It's an amazing film.
Anyway, and do you know what? We did a whole episode without talking about bestiality, which I'm really proud of.
Well, except for now.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.